Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Christoph Eschenbach, former music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Eschenbach, who was orphaned during World War II, talked about the powerful difference music made in his life.
Music had the incredible impact on me as a child, having had suffered through the end of the war and having been almost speechless. And so music gave me the immediate and direct way to express myself. And I had to express myself because I was full and closed of terrible impressions. So expression was for me the very, very important thing. And music did it, and I will never forget it. I will be always grateful to music that I became to life again and began a new life. And this has not changed. This has not changed through my whole life. And when I prepare for a concert, whatever orchestra it is, I prepare like a matter of life. It is not a matter of paper. It's not a matter of reading a score. It's a matter of life. And I look after behind every note for its own expression and its own context. But it has always to do with expression. So that hasn't changed and will not change. And of course, doing this program here with this orchestra, which I love, is very, very important for me. And to come back to this orchestra year for year, it's really of utter importance, I must say. And I say it not for giving a compliment. I say it as a total truth.
What's it been like these last couple of days?
Well, you know, it's like coming back to old friends. When you come to a place where you meet old friends, then it makes you happy. Everybody here is extremely kind to me and extremely wonderful. And that makes me light and happy and easygoing.
Do you find, as you've grown older, do you find yourself drawn to a particular repertoire?
No. Not really. On the other hand, or let's turn it around, I feel in my old age, I feel very young. And I feel that I have to explore much what I haven't done. For example, I haven't done many of the Shostakovich symphonies. I've done only four. There are 15. And because the door to Shostakovich opened rather late in my life, kind of 20 years ago. And same thing with Sibelius. Same thing with some opera literature. And many, many things are waiting for me, or I wait for many things to be, which I can, identify with. And so I'm always looking forward. I'm always full of curiosity, and that gives me the drive.
You've talked about your mentors, George Sell and Herbert von Karajan, and you said that Sell was like a sculptor and von Karajan was like a painter. So I was going to ask you what you are aiming for.
For both, actually, because I learned a lot from both, and without copying them, but just learning from them. Sculptor, well, Sell was very, very concerned about form and about phrasing, about the form of a phrase, for example, about diction of phrases. So what can a phrase tell? So that belongs also to form. Whereas Karajan was very much concerned about the colors in the orchestra and where the color changes happen and make them subtle or make them abrupt or make them... he always talked about color also to the orchestra when he rehearsed. So I had a very broad base from these two great, great conductors to learn and to make it influence my own way of reading music and making music.
It's interesting because I was thinking about the power of music. When you're listening to the orchestra, for example, music can sometimes sweep us up into a different realm so that we're not merely listening, but we're a part of the music. And I suppose as a musician and a conductor, it's that much more intense.
Yes, it's actually a condition, I think, that you as a conductor and a musician has to make the doors open to get into this other realm, which is helping us all, you know, and I hope it helps also us being there, helps also in the projection to the audience and help them getting into another world.
You have always impressed me not only with your seriousness and intensity about the music, but your good humor and your joyfulness about the music. So when you say music is life, I guess it encompasses all of those different emotions.
Exactly. It's not only, you know, as you said, it's not only serious and full of problems which have to be solved through practicing or rehearsing or whatever. No, it's also full of humor, like this program, like what we just heard, the Till Eulenspiegel. It's such a humorous piece. I mean, it's so full of jokes, actually, and we have to bring them out, and the orchestra does it wonderfully.
When you were in Philadelphia, you were a strong advocate for raising the invisible curtain and having the musicians face forward, and things they still do today. Are there other steps that we should be taking in the world of classical music to keep things fresh, to keep attracting new audiences?
Well, I think one thing is very astonishing in our time now, that the amount of talent which is around. You know, you see it a few yards further here in Curtis. What incredible talent place it is. You know, and now with the new building, they have more possibilities. But worldwide, I see so many more young artists, you know, not only students, but just people who begin careers, that this is the encouragement for the future, I think. And the more an institution can care about them and for them, also to bring them as soloists or letting the seasoned musicians of the Philadelphia Orchestra make chamber music with them or include them to their circles, and that publicly can open a new view on the future of music. The young people make it.
Hearing you talk about music and your passion for music is kind of contagious as well. When you hear somebody talk about music with such intensity and what a wonderful relationship it is, it makes you want to listen and hear it.
Well, I hope so.
Thank you so much, Christoph Eschenbach.
Thank you.